안녕하세요. It's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. Today's podcast is about working out at home, Korean naturalization process, and a healthy vegetarian food recipe. Without a further ado, let's start. It's time to speak some legit Korean. And today I want to tell you a new Korean word. As many Koreans started working out at home watching YouTube fitness videos during the pandemic, a new word was born, which is 홈트. It means working out at home, and it came from English words home and training. So repeat after me. 홈트. Although it's a new word, it now became a daily and very common word. So use the word to impress your Korean friend. So today, let's learn how to say I'm working out at home using this word, 홈트. Listen and repeat after me 3 times. Get your mouth and tongue ready. You can do this. Let's start. I'm working out at home. 홈트하고 있어요. 홈트하고 있어요. 홈트하고 있어요. 홈트하고 있어요. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today's story is this. What Korean name do you want? Gangnam, a Japanese and formal idol who married to Lee Sang-hwa, a legendary Korean speed skater, recently shared the results of his naturalization process. He held a live broadcast on YouTube in which he found out he passed the test. Many Koreans watched the live because he's pretty famous in the country for his funny personality shown in many variety shows. And they congratulated him. And his story made me curious about what it takes to be a citizen of South Korea and naturalization process. So I started to dig in, and here's what I found. Before I talk about this, the following is just based on my research on Google and some naturalized Koreans YouTube videos. So if you want more accurate information, please visit Korean Immigration Service website. It's immigration.go.kr. And now here's what I found. People who want to be a South Korean citizen usually participate in Korean Immigration and Integration Program, which is learning Korean language, culture, and society. If you participate in this 515-hour program, you can easily pass the naturalization written test. And after passing the written test, you will have an interview. And if you think you can pass the test without the program, you can replace it with other Korean test results. But you might have to wait longer to get the citizenship. Any adult who has lived in South Korea for over 5 years and has a job can apply for the citizenship. According to a news article, about 15,000 people apply for the citizenship every year since 2019. And about 60% of them pass the process. So what kind of questions are in the written test? How much difficult it is? There are 40 questions including a 200-word essay, and you should score over 60 out of 100. And there are easy questions, but also there are difficult questions that even Koreans can't answer easily. And if I give you an easy question example, I think some of you can solve this question easily. So please listen to me and answer this question. There are four choices, but you have to choose one right one. The question is, 거절을 할 때 사용하는 올바른 표현은? Number 1. 아니요, 괜찮습니다. Number 2. 정말 감사합니다. Number 3. 꼭 연락할게요. Number 4. 날이 더워요. I will give you 3 seconds to think. Okay, so the correct answer is number 1. But this was an easy question, and I saw some questions and I found some of them very difficult to answer, even though I'm a Korean. And Gangnam shared that he failed on the written test at his first and second try, and I understand him totally. And he also shared about his interview, which is very funny. He said, when they asked me what the thing that made the flowers warm was, I said it was boiler, and they burst out laughing. Then they asked about the traditional name, and I said it was ondol. The atmosphere at the interview was good, and when we were singing the anthem, I was nervous, so I rushed through it, even though I'm a singer. End of the quote. And after you get the citizenship, there are things you can do as a citizen, including creating a registration card and signing up Korean websites much easier. Because foreigners usually have to take more steps to sign up. But I think the coolest part is to be able to have your own official and legal Korean name. I read an article about foreigners who became Korean citizens, and according to the article, Lu Xing was a Chinese who came to South Korea to study. After she passed the process to get the citizenship, she named herself as Ha Ga-yeon, and she said she got her own last name as Ha, meaning summer, because she was born in the summer. Even though you're not going to get the Korean citizenship, it's fun to think about your Korean name. Are there any Korean names you think are pretty? What Korean name do you want? To help you decide, I want to give you the list of top 3 most popular Korean baby names. So for male, number 1 is Minjun, and then Seojun, and then Doyun. And for female, the number 1 is Seoyeon, and then Soyun, and then Jiu. So please let me know your answer on Spotify or in newsletter comments. Before wrapping up this week's episode, I want to remind you to join my Instagram Live on Sunday and make a request to join to order your favorite McDonald's menu in Korean. From last week, I'm doing challenge of the week to make my live more fun. And this week's challenge is to order as I say. And here's how it works. Choose your level first. Between easy, intermediate, and advanced. Then I will give you what, how many to order, and type of drink in English. You will read this on screen. And then you should order in Korean following my command. If you are new to my virtual McDonald's or not ready to take the challenge, you can just order what you want. And when you don't know what to say, I will let you know, so please don't worry. Just bring a little bit of confidence and your voice. Opening hours is 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time. Now, let's wrap up this week's episode with a super easy Korean food recipe. I think I talked about this before, but no matter how many times I say this, it won't be enough. Koreans love tofu. We have so many tofu food. We enjoy raw, grilled, boiled, and fried tofu. And there are two most popular sauces for tofu, which is soy sauce and ketchup. They both go unexpectedly well with tofu. And you will believe me after you try today's food, tofu ketchup jorim. So it's basically grilled tofu with chopped vegetables, ketchup, and soy sauce. It will make a great healthy vegetarian meal or snack. So please watch the cooking video on this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode and cook for yourself. And please don't forget to turn on subtitles so that you can read English subtitles. Oh, and I have one more thing to say before I go. I just got paid from Amazon for the first time for selling my book. Amazon pays the author of a book after 3 months of first sale. So 3 months has passed since the launch of my Korean vocabulary exercise book, and now I got paid. So I want to say thanks for supporting. It means the world to me. And I also want to say I'm preparing for the second book, which will be about filling in the blank. It will be about mostly vocabulary and also some grammar. So please look forward to it. And have a great weekend. I think I will have a very nervous weekend because next Wednesday is the presidential election day. By the time of next week's podcast, South Korea will have a president-elect. So maybe I will talk about this next week. So thanks for listening. If you liked my podcast, leave a review or share it to make my day. Leave a question or what you want to know about my country in the newsletter comments. And see you next week. 안녕!